It's Monday, December 8th, 2008.
Looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, happy, happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to this special Christmas episode of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a bi-weekly music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Let the halls with the halls of party.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Yeah, my wife in chapeau. Yeah, my wife in chapeau. Yeah, my wife in chapeau. Yeah, my wife in Shapa. Afia to ya to ya to ya, yedini pepe pe. Afia to ya to ya to ya, yedini pepe pe. Papa no ye, morning crow. Papa no ye, morning crow. Afia to ya to ya to ya, yedini pepe pe. Afia to ya to ya to ya, yedini pepe.
Uncle Laz out his sauce, Uncle Laz out his
sauce, Uncle Laz out his sauce, Uncle Laz out his sauce. Sami Yara
Papa no ye, Bonnie Bro, Papa no ye, Bonnie Bro, Afia tu ya tu ya tu ya.
That song right back there was the African Guitar Summit. They're from Canada. They're a group of African musicians who live all over Canada and get together to be the African Guitar Summit. And that song was called Afi Haya Pa, and it's from a compilation called Think Global World Christmas, which a mediocre album, but a great song and a great Christmas song to open up this very special 2008 Christmas music episode of This Hurrah Sounds in My Head. Every year I like to kind of, you know, gather up some Christmas songs and throw them on an episode kind of around Christmas time. Sometimes I've done it like a little too close to Christmas. I feel like it doesn't really benefit anyone, you know, to get a Christmas episode out on like the 22nd or something, which would be the next episode of The Sounds of My Head. So I'm going to do it now, December 8th. And that African Guitar Summit. That's a great way to open up a special Christmas show. And I think this next song is pretty great too. It's a very bizarre band. They're called the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. They're from Indiana. And they do these, like, I don't know, you're going to have to hear it. When I put on the website, I put things that are similar. I didn't know what to put for this one. I don't know what this is like, but it's crazy and kind of fantastic in its own way. It's from a compilation called A Very Standard Christmas, which it is not standard, so whatever. And this song is called Plasma for Christmas, which I went with LCD. It's better for the environment and looks good. If you're curious about my new TV, you should email me because I'm pretty pleased with it. Anyway, Plasma for Christmas right here by the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. Where else but on this very special Christmas episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Sleigh bells ringing, Christmas time, best time of the year. But if you ain't got money, folks, the final line between for me and fear. Hard times ain't been like this year. I've been giving plasma for Christmas this year.
France and Germany, gifts are exchanged on Christmas Eve, while in the Netherlands, the children open their presents on December 5th, in celebration of St. Nicholas Day. It sounded sort of quaint until I spoke to a man named Oscar, who filled me in on a few of the details as we walked from my hotel to the Amsterdam train station. Unlike the jolly, obese American Santa, St. Nicholas is painfully thin and dresses not unlike the Pope, topping his robes with a tall hat resembling an embroidered tea cozy. The outfit, I was told, is a carryover from his former career when he served as the Bishop of Turkey. I'm sorry, I said, but could you repeat that?
Drink more, the neighbors might think, say
Doesn't want to be too much of a cultural chauvinist, but this seemed completely wrong to me. For starters, Santa didn't used to do anything. He's not retired, and more importantly, he has nothing to do with turkey. It's too dangerous there, and the people wouldn't appreciate him. When asked how he got from Turkey to the North Pole, Oscar told me with complete conviction that St. Nicholas currently resides in Spain, which again is simply not true. While he could probably live wherever he wanted, St. Nicholas chose the North Pole specifically because it is harsh and isolated. No one can spy on him, and he doesn't have to worry about people coming to the door. Anyone can come to the door in Spain, and in that outfit, he'd most certainly be recognized. On top of that, aside from a few pleasantries, Santa doesn't speak Spanish. Hello, how are you? Can I get you some candy? Fine. He knows enough to get by. But he's not fluent, and he certainly doesn't eat tapas.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too.
That was two songs in a row from an album called A Foggy Holiday, Carols from the San Francisco Scene, Volume 1. The first band you heard was Built for the Sea, and that was their version of Baby It's Cold Outside, one of my Christmas favorites. And then the next band you heard there was Persephone's Bees with Sleigh Ride, another favorite Christmas song of mine. I'm pretty much every version of Sleigh Ride I like to some degree. And I like Persephone's Bees just going into it, so, you know, she didn't screw it up. And I thought Built for Sea was fantastic with that Baby It's Cold Outside, great version. Okay, up next, another favorite Christmas song of mine is The Pogues' Fairy Tale of New York, and there's a new song out this year by The Hives, you know them from Sweden, you remember The Hives? They were famous once. And Cyndi Lauper, I'm sure you know who Cyndi Lauper is, Girls Just Want to Have Fun Cyndi Lauper, she's still around, and she's from New York. So you got the Swedish Hives and the New York City Cyndi Lauper, and they got together to do a Christmas duel, they call it. That's what they call it, a Christmas duel. It's a new song this year, and it reminds me of The Pogues' A Fairy Tale of New York, because it's a duet. And it's kind of hateful. And, you know, it's a great Christmas song. So here it is in its entirety. The Hives and Cyndi Lauper with A Christmas Duel. Where else but on this here Christmas episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Before I kissed her, but with the year we had last and the dress that she wore, I just went along for the ride and I came back for more. And I'm sorry, baby,
that's okay, honey, 'cause the
even though we were bad, discover the fifth, we should both just be glad.
While our Santa flies in on a sled, the Dutch version arrives by boat and then transfers to a white horse. The event is televised and great crowds gather at the waterfront to greet him. I'm not sure if there's a set date, but he generally docks in late November and spends a few weeks hanging out and asking people what they want. Is it just him alone, I asked, or does he come with some backup? Oscar's English was close to perfect, but he seemed thrown by a term normally reserved for police reinforcement. Helpers, I said. Does he have any elves? Maybe I'm just overly sensitive, but I couldn't help but feel personally insulted when Oscar denounced the very idea as, quote, grotesque and unrealistic. Elves, he said. They're just so silly. The words silly and unrealistic were redefined when I learned that St. Nicholas travels with what was consistently described as 6 to 8 black men.
Christmas time inside your brand new room. With heavy heart you leave your life behind you. Oh, but soon these walls won't feel so new. Oh, this house will feel like a home to you. Oh, and memories of Christmases before you. Oh, and memories of those that can't be with you. Will be sure to make you thrill, but there are new ones around your Christmas table. Bed. Oh, the children will fall asleep too. Oh, they'll fall asleep just to fall asleep by you. Oh, and soon this Christmas too will be old. And a new year, a new time will unfold. Oh, your hands will wear without you. Oh, well, Christmas time isn't Christmas time without you.
The 6 to 8 black men were characterized as personal slaves until the mid-1950s, when the political climate changed and it was decided that instead of being slaves, they were just good friends. I think history has proven that something usually comes between slavery and friendship. A period of time marked not by cookies and quiet hours beside the fire, but by bloodshed and mutual hostility. This, I think, is the greatest difference between us and the Dutch. While a certain segment of our population might be perfectly happy with the arrangement, if you told the average white American that 6 to 8 nameless black men would be sneaking into his house in the middle of the night, he would barricade the doors and arm himself with whatever he could get his hands on.
The song before that song was Sounds of My Head Favorites, Noah and the Whale. They're from the UK doing their song Christmas Time, which was recorded live on a YouTube television show called Welcome to Our TV Show. It was recorded last year, but that's a pretty great song, and I thought I'd put it on the show this year. Okay, the song you just heard, though, was the Barbary Coasters from California and their song I Want a Monkey for Christmas, which is from their new Hark! Tidings of Barbary Joy, which you can get from CD Baby for a good value. It's a great album of Christmas songs, all done in that kind of 60s girl group kind of sounding way that I think is so strong about the Barbary Coasters. Okay, finishing up this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head, how about a little bit of Elk City? They're from New York City, and this is their song called Deer Crossing. It's from an album called Red Eye's 2008 Holiday Sampler, which is free in e-music if you're an e-music person, $1.99 in iTunes if you want to just buy the album outright, or like normal album price in Amazon's MP3 store. So I can't figure that one out, but I would recommend going with eMusic because, you know, they are free. So check it out, Elk City with Deer Crossing, finishing up this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Run into the woods at the deer crossing.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, the Red Baron remix, as performed by the Berlin Symphony Orchestra from Christmas Remixed 2, a crappy album. I also talked over Fairy Tale of New York, as performed by Jonathan Johnston from his The Water is Wide, and Winter Wonderland, as performed by Red Garland from All Kinds of Weather, a fantastic little EP there. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen and tune in again in 2 weeks on December 22nd for the last and final episode of The Sounds of My Head for 2008.